This morning we want to share just a little bit with you. Rely on him and not on them. Rely on him and not on them. Thank you, Lord. For your scripture references, you can look at Psalms, the 46th chapter. You really can look at it in its entirety. And we're going to pull just a few scriptures from there. And my God, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You know, I can always end up with Jeremiah 29:11. I don't care which way it goes. Amen. So this morning, we just want to share a little bit. Rely on him, not on them. Rely on him who is able, thank you, God, to keep us from falling. Rely on him who God is, thank you, God. Psalms 46, the first and second verses, says this. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, thank you, Jesus, even though the earth be removed and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea. Let me read those again. God is our refuge and strength. God is a very present help in trouble. Somebody said in the time of need. Therefore, we will not fear because he has not given us that spirit of fear. Even though the earth be removed and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, rely on him. Rely on him who is able to keep us from falling. Rely on him, God, who is our refuge. Thank you, Lord. Rely on him. The God of our fathers, the God of our hope and our dreams, rely on him. The God of Abraham, of Isaac, and of Jacob, rely on him. God who has sustained us, he has kept us, he's never left us, rely on him. Thank you, Lord. Rely on him, God who wakes us up every morning, God who carries us along the way, rely on him. God who has allowed us even from our beginning to our ending and all that in between to be able to trust in him. Rely on him. He who has, even during our childhood, and we were as children and we thought as children, we're not sure of who God was, but because we were introduced to him, come on, Jesus, we were introduced to him by our parents and our forefathers, rely on him. Rely on him who, when you didn't even know that your mother wasn't able to put food on that table or your father's job was ended, rely on him who kept you in the dark about those things. But one day he brought you into the light and you begin to understand. Rely on him. Thank you, God. Rely on him. Rely on him who, when you were in that car accident that almost took you out and your car was totaled, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Been there. Rely on him who kept you out of the hospital. Rely on him who, though you may have sustained some injury to your back and you struggled a little bit, you were still able to keep going. Rely on him. Rely on him, God. God, not the doctors, rely on him. Not the lawyers, rely on him. Somehow it seems that God has given me this before. Maybe in the midst of another word, but the word this morning says rely on him, not them. Rely on him who sent his son. Amen. And we're going to make this clear cut this morning, just as concise, God, as you will allow us to make it. Rely on him, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Rely on him to provide for your family. To cause your family to understand in times of trouble that he still got you. Rely on him this morning. Who is able, again, to keep us from falling. It is He, God, who kept us when we wanted to waver back to that life we had before. It was He, God, who kept us, who brought us back, who caused us not, oh God, to be tempted, who kept us from evil. Rely on Him, our God, our Most High God. We rely on the God who, my God, flooded the earth and washed it clean. We're relying this morning on the God who, thank you, Lord, had mercy even on the people who had turned their backs on Him, and He still does that today. We're relying on God, the Father, who sits high and looks low, and the God, the Father, who make sure that when we arise in the morning, that we're able to keep moving. We're relying on God who, when our checking accounts were basically empty, thank you, Jesus, somehow our bills were still paid. And we're relying on God today, not on the doctors, not on the news press. We're not relying on the reports that we hear, but whose report shall we believe this morning? We're going to believe the report of the Lord. We're going to rely on God this morning and not on our pastors. We're going to rely on God this morning, not on our preachers and our teachers. We're going to rely on God this morning. And when we put our faith and our trust in Him, He is God, and above Him there is no other, then we understand that He is our refuge. He is where we can go and hide in the secret place of the Most High. We understand that He is our strength, you see? He is our strength. When we are weak, God is strong. And those of us who are maybe a little stronger than the others, the Word of God tells us that we must bear the infirmities of the weak. So those who are strong, come on, Jesus, we're relying on Him to build us up the more. We're relying on Him for the blood that's running warm through our veins. We're relying on Him for every breath that we're breathing right now. You didn't get up on your own accord this morning. You're not moving because of who you are or what you've done. Come on. Your bank account doesn't have finances in it because you go to a job. Because in the twinkling of an eye, all of that can change. Do we see a change in this world right now? A change that is going to forever affect our lives, people. There is a change that has come, that God has warned us was coming. And there are some more changes that are going to come, that God has already warned us is coming. He sends warning before He does what He's going to do. Noah brought warning. Did they heed? Did they hear? Mm-mm. Come on. God sends warning before He acts, because He's already reminded us time and time again to rely on Him. Don't rely on selling drugs to make your living. Come on. Don't rely on holding up banks to make your living. Rely on God. Oh, Jesus. Don't rely on, my God, coveting what your neighbor has, so that you can have. Rely on God. Don't rely on what your parents have or what they might leave you or what they left you. Rely on God. Because you see, there comes a time. Don't rely on. Even if your home is paid for, you don't have a mortgage anymore. You never own anything in this world because you're still paying taxes. Don't rely on that stuff, because that stuff can be taken away from you by man. But if you rely on God, you see, everything that you need is in His hands. He is our refuge and strength. He is a very present help in trouble. When trouble comes, your heart flutters. Come on, God. When trouble comes, things get in your way, rely on God. He is a very present help. Present help. He's a now God. N-O-W, now. Just visualize the word now, capitalized in bold print. He is a now God. In the face of trouble, in the time of trouble, He is a right now God. And we're going to thank him this morning and rely on him for the now. We don't know what's coming next, but we're going to rely on him for right now. Even though the earth be removed, if everything should fade away and the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, God is still a present help in trouble. Rely on him. Psalms 46, 7 through 10. Reads as follows. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Come behold the works of the Lord, my God. How he has brought desolations on the earth. He makes war cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the chariots with fire. That 10th verse says, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. Thank you, Lord. So rely on him, not on them. Let's look at that. Let's look at that 7th verse again. The Lord of hosts is with us. It didn't say he's coming. It says he's with us even right now. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Come on, God. Come behold the works of the Lord. Just look upon the works of the Lord. Look and see what God has done. Look and see what God is doing. In the midst of trouble, he shall hide me, but he is still God, and we are to behold the works of the Lord. God is still creating miracles. God is still on the throne. God is still creating life. In the midst of this thing that looks like death, God is still bringing life because he is life. Come on, Jesus. Come behold the works of the Lord. But this says how he has brought desolations on the earth. Let's talk about that for a minute. Because we just for some reason feel like man is really in control of this thing, even this virus. That word says how he has brought desolations on the earth. So what kind of God do we serve, Pastor, that he brings desolations, that he brings things that don't feel good to us? We ourselves have caused the things that have come forth. We ourselves, because of our disobedience, you know, he told us, choose you this day whom you're going to serve. This country itself, I can talk about this country because this is the country I was born and raised in and I'm living in now. This country itself has turned its back on God. Not the people of God, mind you. And I'm not saying everybody, this country is taking on everything but the word of God. Letting everything in but God. I'm not talking about the people coming in. But what I am talking about is the lowercase G-O-D. S, gods. Who have been set up ahead of God the Almighty. The great I am. Come on, Jesus. He makes wars cease to the end of the earth. See, he's able to do these things, y'all. If he wants to wipe away everything that's going on right now, he can do it. He is able. It says he breaks the bow and shatters the spear. God can stop the wars right now. God can stop the sickness right now. They don't even have to come up with a vaccine. They don't have to come up with a cure. If God were to blow into this earth right now, to wipe away all sickness and disease, to wipe away all tears from our eyes, to wipe away our ideas of death and illness, to wipe away poverty. God could do this thing because he's able. So why is he leaving us in this state, Pastor? Because he's God and he can. And every time he proves himself to us, we stray right back to our sinful nature, that thing that we were born in. Be still, that 10th verse says, and know that I am God. Sometimes God has to, instead of cleaning up, just let us fester in that stuff we're doing. He says, be still and know that I am God. Because, see, when we begin to exalt man, When we begin to go ahead of him, when we think that our presidents of whatever countries we're in and those people who we're relying on and not him, see, not on them. Not on them should we rely. Don't rely on them. Don't rely on man. Don't rely on woman. Not on them. It said rely on him, not on them. It says rely on him, not on them. And the next thing is whatever you're beginning, you see, when you're relying on man, you can't understand your ending. Whatever you're beginning, God has your ending. Wherever you came from, God still will carry you through. Whatever you've lived in, lived through, been a part of, God has your ending. Thank you, Jesus. God has your ending. Let's talk about Jacob for a minute. God has your ending. Whatever your beginning, God has your ending. Jacob's story out. Jacob was a twin to Esau. Thank you, God. In his mother's womb, Rebecca and Jacob and Esau, the twins were fighting in the womb of this woman. Come on. And Isaac prayed before we get there. First of all, Rebecca was barren. She wasn't able to have children. And Isaac, the father, prayed to the Lord on behalf of his wife because she was childless. The Lord answered his prayer and his wife Rebecca became pregnant. And we know the story that the babies jostled in her womb. And if you want to look this up, it's at Genesis, the 25th chapter. And they tussled and she went to talk to the Lord. Why is this happening to me? What is this going on inside of me? And she inquired of the Lord. And the Lord said to her, two nations are in your womb, and two peoples, my God, from within you will be separated. One people will be stronger than the other, my God. And this, look at this, it says the older will serve the younger. And when the time came for to give birth, there it says, the word says that there were twins. Now let's fast forward a little bit after those twins were coming out. As they were being born, you see, the word of God says that Esau sold Jacob his birthright. But in the womb, you see, as the children were being born and they were coming into the world, Esau was actually coming out first. Jacob was holding on to his heel. That's what the word of God tells us. Holding on to his heel, and thus his father named him, my God, Jacob. Thank you, Lord. My God. Many of us have grown and we've been taught and we heard the stories of Jacob and Esau. And many times I can remember hearing that or thinking in my mind that Jacob stole Esau's birthright. But he didn't. Esau sold his brother his birthright. I need you to know that this morning. And if you look at Genesis, the 25th chapter, and you go and read the 29th and 34th verses, it'll tell you how Esau was hungry for something. My God. And Jacob made him swear to give him his birthright. You see, the firstborn automatically was given the rights of everything from that father. But Jacob made Esau for something to eat, my God, sell him his birthrights. Whatever your beginning, God has your ending. Thank you, Lord. And as the story goes on, and we're going to hurry through this, want to make sure you get it. Jacob did steal something from Esau. Now, your brother's already given you his birthrights, and now you steal his blessing. But it wasn't even his idea. It was the mother's idea, Rebecca. And Isaac was going to bless Esau as the eldest, as the firstborn. And Rebecca, the mother, listened in and she heard Isaac give Esau some instructions to prepare a meal for him and come back and he would bless him. And Rebecca plotted and got Jacob to go through extremes, go and prepare the meal that was instructed to his brother to prepare for the father. And one of the differences between the twins, you see, by now Isaac is blind, okay? You need to know that Isaac is blind at this time. And He knew his children by their smell and their feel. And Esau was a hairy man. He was hairy from birth. And so the mother plotted and covered Jacob's smooth skin, my God, with hair of an animal, so that when he went to his father, that's what he would feel. And so thus Jacob was given the blessing when the mother actually prepared the meal that was supposed to be prepared by his son Esau. And she prepared it and gave it to Jacob and sent him in. And that was the stealing of his blessing. But let me tell you that whatever your beginning, God has your ending. And I know some of us are saying, oh my God, it was horrible how he stole from his brother, called his brother. Whatever your beginning, God has your ending. You see, when Rebecca went to God, when the babies were tussling in her womb, God already declared that the older child was going to serve the younger child. Now that Jacob has the blessing of Isaac, Esau has to serve him. Whatever your beginning, God has your ending. So see, it doesn't matter where you were born or how things came about. God has your ending. Trust his plan. Rely on him, not on them. Trust his plan. Trust God's plan instead of the plans of man. And if I can divert for just a moment and talk about a woman in this world who is great in the earth, she is great among the world and the people and the nations. And as God dropped this person in my spirit and I begin to do some research and find out some things, and I was like, my God, my God. This woman is a great woman, but rely on him, not them. Queen Elizabeth, the queen of what we know as England. Queen Elizabeth II. Now that should tell us something right there, the second. In our world, most of the time, if it's a second, it's a male. But Queen Elizabeth II, she was named after her mother. Queen Elizabeth II, born April 21st, 1926, has reigned over the country, the United Kingdom, and more provinces than anyone for over 60-something years. Now, let me tell you, she's the queen of the United Kingdom and other common realms. Let me just give you a little history for a moment. There are 16 different realms, including the United Kingdom, that this woman is the leader of. If I could make her the president, and then she has, oh my God, prime ministers at each of these sites that. But guess what? That answer to her, that work under her. Antigua and Barbuda, Australia, did you know that? The Bahamas, Barbados and Belize, Canada and Grenada, Jamaica and New Zealand, Papua New Guinea, my God, St. Kitts and Nevis, St. Lucia, St. Vincent and the Grenadines, Solomon Islands, Tuvalu and the United Kingdom. Did you know that the Queen of England, Queen Elizabeth II, is ruler over all of those places? Many of those places, many of us go for vacationing. We hop on cruise ships and we go to these places, the Bahamas, and we fly over. Belize, oh my God. Jamaica, St. Lucia, oh my God. So when the storms come through these places, Bahamas, come through and nearly wipe out, why is it that we have to, or we should, we're sending things, but that's the Queen's property? Rely on him, not on them. Because I would think that anything under the queen ought to be taken care of. But I will tell you, everything under the king, rest assured, is taken care of. Rely on him and not on them. You see, even in her household, things are not in order right now. Their beginning is no longer their ending. Prince Harry and Meghan Markle have stepped out. Don't you step out from under the kingdom. See, they've stepped out now, and now they've got to fend for themselves. But they're set up. They just don't have the royal tie like they used to have. Don't let anybody fool you. That baby that they brought into the world will not sit on that throne. But I thank God for Jesus that I will stay under the King, under the shelter of the Almighty God. I thank God for Jesus that I will rely on him and not on them. I'm not going to rely on the president of this country. I'm not going to rely on the mayor of this state. My God, this city, or the governor of this state. I'm not going to rely on them. Whatever city or state you're in, don't you rely on their heads. Because they ought to be relying on him as well. The queen ought to be relying on him and not on them, those that work for her, work under her. The prime ministers don't have power. She doesn't have power. President Trump doesn't have power. President Obama did not have power. President Carter did not have power. President Reagan did not have power. I'm trying to relate this to you. Mayor Johnson doesn't have any power. I'm relating this to you. But rely on him, not on them. Pray for them that they will rely on him. And when they rely on him, the choices and decisions that they make concerning your life, concerning my life, is all in his hands. See, when they make decisions that we don't agree with, or we see as crazy or a little ludicrous, maybe something doesn't seem right here. Rely on him, not on them. Because when the decisions come forth, see, you know a spirit by the spirit. When things are coming forth and things are being decided that don't line up with the word of God, you've got to make sure you stay lined up with the word of God. You've got to make sure and be sure and very sure that your anchor holds and grips the solid rock, Jesus. Rely on him, my God, not on them. Trust his plan for your life. Jeremiah 29:11. Y'all know that's my scripture. Trust his plan. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. I might use this every week you see me. Plans to prosper you, not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Trust his plan. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, his plan. Lean not on your own understanding, his plan. Offer the sacrifices of righteousness and trust in the Lord, my God. That's Psalms 4:5. Trust on his plan and not their plan. Psalms 37:3 says, let's trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and cultivate faithfulness. Build up your faith. Build up your faith in God. Rely on him. Don't rely on them. Don't rely on your brother. Don't rely on your sister. You can't even rely on your mother or your father. Rely on him, not on them. Because at some point, their flesh is going to fail. At some point, they might walk away. At some point, they might not be able to stand. At some point, they may not no longer be the strong, but the weak, and they need you to become the strong and bear their infirmities. Come on, Jesus. Rely on the God who has preserved you, the God who has saved you, the God who has kept you. And for those of you out there who are denying God, I declare and decree right now in the name of Jesus that on Christ, the solid rock, you will stand. You will figure out that all of the ground is sinking sand. If it's in your home and your family, you got loved ones who are not relying on you, sit down and have a little talk. But you have your talk with Jesus. You tell him all about your troubles. Thank you, God. Oh, Jesus, have mercy. Because he is our refuge and strength. He is our very present help in what? Trouble. Rely on him and not on them, y'all. Come on, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. We're almost there. Thank you, Jesus. Psalms 37 and 5 says, commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in him. And he will do it. It what? He will do it. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in him. And he will do it. He will do whatever it is you need. He will take care of you. I just don't understand. I'm lost. Let me just talk for a minute. I'm just really lost. Thank you, God. I'm lost when my brothers and my sisters, and I'm not talking about necessarily those from my mother's womb, but those who are under the word of God, those who have been raised to know him, those who were taught about him, and we stray, and I say we, because we all have sinned and come short of his glory, but I'm still baffled sometimes in my spirit of how we think we can rely on this world. We think we can rely on the things that are coming in this world. We have to rely on him because the things of this world are temporary. They're not going to be forever. The things of this world are not going to be what keep us. The things of this world are not what can sustain us in time of trouble. He will hide us. Rely on him who the last time you went through was there and he brought you out. He's staying in that thing with you while you were going through and he brought you out. My help comes from the Lord. My help, all of my help comes from the Lord. This morning, rely on him, not on them. Whoever them will be, let them be them. Whoever them are, let them be them. Whether it's your leaders in your community, your pastors in your church, your people in your home and family, you cannot rely on them. You cannot. You have to rely on God. Yes, they may be there to support you, but you have to rely solely on God. I trust God with my family. I trust God with my life. I trust God with my finances. I trust God with my home. I trust God in my sickness. I trust God in my health. I trust God. When I'm up, I trust God. When I'm down, I trust God. When it seems like my back is against the wall, I trust God. I rely on him to bring me up and out. Yes, we may get down in our spirit, but rely on him who is able to keep you from falling, to lift you up, to bring you out, to sustain you. Rely on him. Call on Jesus. Don't hesitate. Don't wonder or ponder. Call on the name of Jesus. Call on him and see what he's able to do. He is able to keep you and sustain you. He said he will never leave you nor forsake you. He's here. He's right here. Rely on him. Rely on God. Rely on him, not on them. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding, but in all your ways, acknowledge him and he will direct your path. You see, when you rely on him, he will show you the way in. He will show you the way out. He will show you the way through. Oh my God, when you rely on him, the hurt and the pain is lightened. It will come up from you. You won't even know when that thing was released from you when you rely on him, who is able to keep you, to sustain your family. When you rely on him, not the medications you take when you rely on him, not the doctor you see when you rely on him. He knows that you trust him. He knows that you have given your all to him. You see, we want so much from God, but we've got to give God some things too, y'all. We want to rely on him. Can he rely on us? Can he trust us? Are we able to do what he has asked of us? He's given us so much. 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 So much. Rely on him this morning and not on them. Come on, give God a praise wherever you are right now. My help, all of my help comes from the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. That song has kept me this week. My help, all of my help comes from the Lord. All of my help comes from the Lord. This morning, we like to take time again to thank you for tuning in. You didn't have to, but we're glad you did. And we implore you to continue to stay steadfast in the face of whatever's going on, stay steadfast and rely on God. Rhema members and covenant partners, we want to continue to give God thanks for you in your tithing, in your offerings, in your support. And those of you who are listening in, you become our partners. We ask that you become our covenant partners. That just means that we believe the promises of God and we are sharing them. That's what partnership is about, that we're sharing the promises of God and we're trusting in the Lord. If you'd like to become a covenant partner with Rhema, we invite you to go to our website. You can leave us a message. You can leave us a message even now and let us know that you're in this thing with us. They said we're all in this together. I declare and decree that we're in it with God. Safety first and continue to shelter in place. I know that they begin to lift these things. Come on, this is your public service announcement right now. But I need you to rely on God. I need you to believe God. I need you to trust God. And God is a God of order. He's not a God of confusion. And if things are awry and things are confusing, he said, be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. Father, we thank you now in the name of Jesus for these people, oh God, this morning, your people, oh God, people everywhere, oh God. We thank you for this earth and this world, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that everything is in your hands. We thank you now, God, that you've caused us and allowed us, God, to be able to rely on you, to be able to talk to you and walk with you, God. We pray now, oh God, that, oh God, you will begin to cleanse and wash away the disease from this earth, Father. We will continue this prayer, oh God, until such a time as you move. Because you said if your people call by your name along with themselves and pray, oh God, you said if we will seek your face, turn from our wicked ways, God, you said you would forgive our sin. We ask forgiveness for it now, and you would heal our land. Heal our land, God. Heal our land, God. Heal our land. Until this time next week, we give you praise, glory, and honor. Good morning, Father. Good morning, Son. Good morning, Holy Spirit. And remember, as we leave from this week, but never from his presence, every person we meet is a prospective soul for the kingdom of God. God bless and amen.
We pray that you have been blessed by the life-changing word from Rhema Christian Fellowship Ministry. Rhema is located at 2106 Bonabella Avenue, Savannah, Georgia, 31406. Join us for worship services at 9:45 each Sunday morning. God bless.